This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again the bones of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Pindotel, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Send go buy a thousand more new murder weapons, what a shame. You can't fight fire with the fury, so do something about your acting, cause we don't like the movie. Oh, why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? Why are you so sorry? Why are you so sad? Why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? Why are you so sorry? Just tell me truthfully, are you to my fellow musicians?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Hope you guys are good out there. Hope you had a good weekend. I know some of you got to go to PMH. Maybe yesterday, maybe today. For you are nosy, just like me. I was headed there. Thank God that line was too long. I couldn't stay too long. But I'm watching this smoke billow, these billows just kind of roll up out of the earth into the air, standing strong like a demon. I say, my God, what is this? What's going on here? And in the papers, you could be able to find out exactly what's what. Fire at the scrap metal site brought under control. This is what the minister said. And all the information's in the paper. You can be able to read that and see exactly what's what. Got to shout out my good decent people over at AFS Insurance, agents and brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. We're still at the top of the month. Couple of my fellas doing some work for me. Say, I win some tickets this morning. So I say, win some tickets? He say, I win about $100 worth of tickets this morning. I say, I figure he must see something on the site, right? He say, when I pull up right there, the police was right there, I get booked. I say, oh, you get booked? Somebody else called me, say, how would I get booked this morning? Guys, get yourself prepared. If you're out there on the people road this morning, make sure you go get yourself taken care of in those particular areas, right? Get your insurance to get yourself a license and so you can be on the government road the way you're supposed to. Give AFS Insurance Agents Brokers a call. They take more very good care of you. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. I have told you guys, and we've been having this kind of a conversation for a while. Now, I think it's last week, we had a good conversation with Dr. Teresa. And she started to have this kind of a conversation with us about some stuff that she's doing, you know, what she's doing with the hydrocolonic machine, what it's good for, why it's important, how, you know, the disease actually germinates in your gut. It starts to be able to grow in your gut and how these things need to be taken care of and how they can be able to do that with this newfound technology that they have. One of a kind machine, one of the only one in the Bahamas and I think one of three in the entire Caribbean, 46 million people. This is one of three in the entire Caribbean. So you want to be able to go to them and take good care of yourself, right? I told you this before. You find yourself in this kind of a position, you can do that on Mondays and Fridays. You get 25% off. What's the original price out? $149.99. So you get 25% off $149.99, which is $150, all right? You get a 25% off on Mondays and Friday. Every Monday, every Friday. Every Monday, every Friday. You get 25% off once you let them know that you hear this here on the foundation. And you get 50% off as you're paying for your hydrocolonic to take all that issues that you had in your gut. The first time you get these particular things done, you're paying $75, 50% off on the 25th of every month. So the 25th of March, get yourself prepared to be able to do that and find yourself in a good position where you can be able to get your stuff taken care of, all right? Now, I don't know whether or not you realize that you're a candidate. I just want to be decent with you. I don't want to get you deep in your business. But I don't know if you realize that you're a candidate, okay? Your face puffy, okay? Your eyes a little dark, a little darker than it's supposed to be. Under your eyes, a little black. Behind your neck, you got a little, getting a little darker. You just thought that your mother neck was black, your neck black. That's just how life is, no? This is as a result of some things in your blood, okay? Whether that's sugar, whether that's a backup. And this is your body's way of saying, we got to figure out a way to get rid of this stuff. Okay? I want to tell you a little bit about this also, what I found to be helpful in my life. Anyway, we can talk about that. I can tell you about the vitamin C and the vitamin D3. But if you find yourself in this kind of position, you got skin tags, right? Little skin tags, a mole pop out of nowhere. You don't know where this mole pop up from. You got a little mole. Your neck now riddled with moles. My God, you're looking like the Milky Way on your neck. What's going on here? All these little dots all over you. You got these things going on. You don't know what the issue is. These things start in your gut. Give Dr. Teresa Adderley Smith a call. Oh, the best thing for you to do is be able to kind of hook it up and check her out online. It's Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas, all one word, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. You can go on there and make your booking. You ain't got to talk to nobody. All the information's there for you to be able to read. But if you want consultation and you want to be able to find out more information, 445-8111. 445-8111. You can get her right away or leave a message. That's a WhatsApp also. And she's very good with getting back to you. So she'll call you back and find out exactly what's what. I'm excited about some stuff that she's doing. We got less than a couple of weeks now. April 1st, she's supposed to be moving over to One West, right? The One West Plaza when you're headed out west just before you get to the Fresh Market area, right? So right there on the right-hand side, she's going to be moving in that kind of a space. She got everything laid out, and we're still working on it, and we hope to be there with her as she kicks off her stuff on April 1st, 2025 at the One West Plaza. So I'm excited about that, excited to have the kind of a conversation with you to talk about those things, and I want you to be able to find yourself in a good position. Now, very quickly before we talk about Da Vinci Printing and Innovators, I had some issues. This thing popped up on my forehead out of nowhere. It looked like shifting clouds, right? And it's pronounced right over my left eyebrow. Right over my left eyebrow, the thing is pronounced. And I didn't know what it was. What the hell is this thing, right? I was so upset about it. I listen, all kind of bleaching cream. I tried to kill this thing. You wouldn't believe it. I go on to the doctor for steroids. I did this. I did that. I did all these things. And I say, well, this looks like eczema. Right? And it on your face. You can't even hide it. Now, the thing about it is that years before, I would see some on my back. I would feel it depending on the weather. So this is why I called it, and that's why I thought it was shifting clouds, because it moved from one space to another all over my body. So I said, what the hell is this? Tell it move on my face. I couldn't take it no more. And then it moved there and parked. It wouldn't even shift no more. It just stayed there on my forehead. I couldn't understand this. I did everything to try to figure out what happened into my skin. And as I grow and I read about these things and try to figure it out, it's as a result of not being able to ingest vitamin D3. Vitamin D3's responsibility is to be able to break down the calcium in your blood and take it to where it's supposed to be, to cause those things to move throughout your blood. And I didn't take the vitamin. I start taking vitamin D3. Listen to me. I even buy the little Palmer's lotion with vitamin D3. And I feel rejuvenated. And that's why it's important as you get older to take your supplements and take your stuff like that. But nonetheless, that's not the conversation that we were having. We were having the fact that these things start in your gut. And you got to be able to find yourself down to a space where you could clean out your body. A lot of persons with these acne and these pimples and this and that and all these things like that, this is your body's way of saying, clean some things out. So find your way down to Dr. Teresa, 445-8111, or CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com, and they'd be more than happy to assist you. Guys, I've been telling you all about DaVinci for a little while. Now go down to DaVinci Printing and Innovators and get yourself taken care of. I told you about these things, the innovation that you could be able to use. Don't confine yourself to traditional concepts of how things are done. You could do things a little bit fresh, a little bit different. You could step outside of the box of the norm and be able to try something new as it relates to being able to, what am I going here for? No, you always just got to get things printed. There are some other things that they offer at DaVinci Printing and Innovators that I'd like you to go and check out. So go down there and check them out and see exactly what's what. They're located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there at the intersection of Village Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road, and Bernard Road. Right there, that kind of an intersection, right there on the northern side on the right, the northeastern side, on the side of the Bank of the Bahamas. They can take very, very, very good care of you. If you're looking for something different, man, if you want to blow up an old picture, if you want to be able to do that, they can do that for you. Or a love letter that your boyfriend sent you. If you wanted to be able to do something, you have a loved one that's passed away and they used to do poetry and there's some things that captivate the essence of who they were and you want to be able to capture that and kind of blow it up and put it in the space to remember your loved one by because they're gone. You can do this. You could do this. You know, sometimes you don't remember things until you go digging up, looking for your passport, looking for this, looking for your old, where is my voter's card? And now you're looking for your voter card for 6 hours because every time you look at something else, you're looking sitting on the bed, looking at it, and say, oh my God, I remember. But no, man, those moments and be able to blow them up and put them in your space. So you want to be able to call DaVinci Printing and Innovators. They can be able to take very good care of you in this space. Their number is 677-2922. We've been talking about this now. Now, tomorrow is the day that it starts. Don't miss the CONCACAF 2025 Beach Soccer Championship at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium in Nassau, March 11th to the 16th. 11th to the 16th. Watch the Jungle New Boys take on the top teams like Panama and the United States of America. It's free to attend. They was here. They were talking good. It's free to attend. Come out and support your team. Guys, enjoy that. It starts tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Jesus God, today is the 10th already. It is tomorrow, all right? It starts tomorrow. So go down there and get that thing taken care of and enjoy yourselves. Guys, the line's going to be wide open today. I want to join. I'd love you to join me in conversation. We don't have anything specifically to talk about, but I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things that I've seen and a couple of things that has been happening around the country. I got some information last night that about 30 shots rang off in certain areas. Now, whenever Candy's my Facebook friend, and whenever she said, what's popping in this area, what's popping, I know somebody gets shoot or some shooting happening around here. When she said, what's popping in this area, what's popping, I said, oh, Jesus God, right? And last night, she put something up. Let me go look for her thing. Last night, she put something up. What's popping in one area? And I said, oh God, they have a shooting in this area. Can't believe it. I can't believe it. And so, guys, you got to be able to be careful, man. In the papers this morning, if you pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. It says two more murders. Police yesterday reported that two more murders, both on New Providence. Police said that shortly before 7 o'clock last night, two gunmen jumped out of the car and shot a man in his early 30s to death off Boyd Road. And he's popping on Boyd Road, right? And then it goes, the victim was standing outside the home and the Munson Village Street at the time. And the chief superintendent, Sharia King, said police learned that the murder via a shot spotter, and its gunshots detection software. And so they said that we are appealing to all the wider community. If you have any information, please contact us. Y'all got to do better than just generally expecting us people to just provide you information. Can I say that? I mean, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place in this constituent, in our communities. While we were to see everything, it might be recorded on our Ring camera, but you ain't gonna be sleeping out our house in front of our house every night. And we don't want no problems. As persons can be able to come forward with information and know that they're protected by the long arm of the law, that they don't have to fear for them for their lives and these kind of positions. So I hear what the government's saying and hear what the police are saying in these particular areas. So that was the first one. Let me see if I see the information for the second one. All right, it says two more murders. I don't need to tell me but one story. So I don't know what the second one is. I think Candy had the information out there. So I didn't know exactly what's what. I got to be able to see that and see all these things like that. The perception issue also, and this is a story that I wanted to be able to talk about. I know that Joe Darvall is in his papers again. Joe, I hope you're good. As an environmentalist, talking about the rising concern over the SpaceX debris. I did see a toll-free number or 800 number or some kind of number to call if you see any sort of debris with the SpaceX and whatnot. I think that's a wild thing. It's a wild thing to be able to use this level of technology whilst we are advanced in the Bahamas to do these things. But, you know, we can't get none of this consultancy money. You all only get that for the fellas from the big consultancy firms externally. I'm not going to fight you. So, Joe, I know you're talking about these things. I'm with you. We see that some other persons are taking on this kind of position to have these conversations about dealing with some real stuff in the country. And so I'd like to be able to come. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey,
my dear, what's happening with you?
Right here. Listen, you was talking about the you didn't see the information about the second shooting or
no.
Murder. That happened a few houses away from me, right in Kennedy stuff.
Yeah, she did say Kennedy, because I was looking for her Facebook page just now. She said, what's popping in Kennedy? And she said, what's popping on Boyd Road? Yes.
Yes, because I actually heard it last night in my shower, and I ducked down in the tub because it was too close to the window. I wasn't sure which direction it was coming, so the only thing I could have do was duck down.
How much shots did it ring off? How much do you...
Man, listen, it was a shot, man. Those things was going, I'm talking like in rapid succession. It was like, pop, 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 you know, like that. And it went for quite a while before it stopped, and then it went off again as if somebody was using some kind of machine. It wasn't
wow.
Pop like usual. It was like really behind one another, very rapid.
And the information is somebody passed away from that one also.
Yes.
My God.
And to wake up this morning, find out, because I live kind of close to the park, and find out there's one of the houses right opposite the park there somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind
Man,
of... Really
I'm sorry to hear
me.
That. I hate to hear that first thing on Monday morning we have to have these kind of conversations about what happened over the weekend and being able to identify those things is too much, man. It's just too much for us to take.
It is. And hoping that I'm not sure of who I think it is, I'm hoping that's not who it is because I don't know the young man very well, but from what I've learned there, that area is kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm hoping it's not him because he's like school age,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well,
so I'm just praying and waiting to hear who it is exactly. Because you know, I left out kind of early this morning, so I didn't get to see any of the neighbors. But
we with you with that same prayer. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. We are with you with the same prayer concept as it relates to being able to look at those things. I look at the candy page right now. What's popping off of Soldier Road and what's popping off Boyd Road? This is the information. And they are a few hours apart, and try to be able to find out exactly what's happening in this country. We got to talk about these things. Guys, the lines are wide open. I want to talk to you about this perception about the issue against women political leadership. This is what the survey finds. Let's talk about that when we get back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action. Jungle Rhythm. And it's free. Bring your crew. Ring your cowbells. Beat your drums. No whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer. Pure vibes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Hope you guys are good out there. Join me in conversation. We're going to be talking about these things. And I could feel like a socially taboo conversation coming on, that the weight of political correctness is falling off of me. The jetpacks and these other things as they go off into the space, like the debris that's showering down in the Bahamas now from SpaceX. I could feel that the social decorum associated with this level of conversation, you may be indifferent. So get yourself prepared. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about these things now. Historically, let's go back far. And for the most part, the change that we're looking for in this country resides with the majority. So I won't say this like this. The change that we're looking for, the shift that we're looking for, the momentum that we seek to build, the kinetic energy that we want to be able to be, to start moving, right? The potential energy that we seek to move towards kinetic space, towards productivity, towards purpose, that exists with the majority. It exists with the majority black people in the country. There's no two ways about this, okay? From an economic standpoint, we know where the majority of our funds are being held as a nation. However, and that's from a community standpoint, a government standpoint, so forth and so on, we know that the majority of blacks, the majority of this ethnicity, this darker hue, hold that kind of a space. It's the majority of us here. I think statistically we're 80-some percent more than our counterparts, right? Whether that's our Caucasian counterparts or others. So the shift that we seek to happen in this country, it resides within the hands, the hearts, the minds of the blacks. We can make some things happen. A lot of persons just sit back and try to wait for things to happen, but we can make some things happen. And in seeing that, I look at this and I got to take you all the way back to the beginning. Now, I don't know whether or not we're going to go to the 1800s. I don't know whether we're going to 1750. I don't know whether or not we're going to go all the way back there. But this idea of segregation, this idea of separation, this idea of superiority, this idea of condescension coming from one part and then the other kind of this meek posture that has traveled with us. Now, this irreverent position seeking and this rebellious position trying to be able to break out of that is only because it truly exists. It's only because it truly exists, okay? Now, there are stories that we read in books, right? There are stories that we've been told over the years how to demasculate, is that the word? Men. There are stories that we've been told of how men stood before the body of the plantation, strong, strapping men, and they sought to be demoralized before their peers, their brothers, their sisters, their grouping, because the grouping identified strength in them. And so the superiority that existed in this space sought to be able to diminish that and recognize where the true power existed. Within the whip, within the cat and nine tail, within the wood, within the switch, whatever, all these particular elements are being able to give you a mental constraint and mental segregation so even you think less of yourself. And they fortify that with religion. And they read strategic parts of the Bible to let you know this is a Negro's place. Okay, I'm getting somewhere with this. As a result of this, the stripping of the manhood of a great deal of the black man in our society has traveled with us through years. These are strategic things. They strategically happened in the United States of America. They strategically happened on the plantations here in the country, throughout the Caribbean. These are strategic things that happen. And in that kind of a posture, black women have watched their men fall for centuries. Black women have watched their men buckle despite the strength that they knew that existed. They watch them buckle to the whip. This, the concept of the whip is on, is a heavy thing. And that still exists in the House of Assembly today. Come on now, let's talk. All right? When the whip is on and they strip your humanity from you and they seek to be able to pull you down to this kind of position, psychologically, that has done something significant to the black woman. Now, with the introduction of democracy, with the introduction of this shift that has happened over the years, we talked about this in one way or another. And when we changed from the Industrial Revolution and these concepts and ideas of right after the Second World War, when there weren't many people to go to work, but work had to get done, a new industry, and women joined the work field that changed the personnel department to human resources, this transition that happened in these particular spaces, right? And simultaneously, because of the Great Depression that exists in this particular space, and the United States government, and by extension, the governments that supported them or that was partners with them, identifying this level of democracy being shown in the United States of America by being able to give out government cheese and hard grits and whatever the case may be to these impoverished persons, which also included Caucasians. Let's be very clear. Okay? But for the most part, this Section 8 housing, all these things that truly empowered the black woman independently did a psychological number on the black man. That the dependency of our women no longer lied on our laps. That our women never came to us any longer for us to be able to be assisted. They knew that they had children. They were able to procreate. But the support that they needed no longer had to come from the black man. Political warfare. This is nothing that's been deliberate. You have to be able to sift through this and discern that these particular things have happened. And as you identify that and identify how these things have happened, one generation displaced, two generation displaced, three generations after, you don't need a man. You don't. There was a posture that exists. If I want a baby, I could even go and rent a baby. I could lease to own a baby. I could go down to the sperm bank and find myself in the position where I can set myself up for artificial insemination and find myself in the position that I can be able to prove my worth and value as it relates to reproduction without the stress of being able to have a lousy black man. This then beaten your head for centuries. This then get beaten your head for centuries. Now, society is shifting. We find ourselves under the leadership of a great deal of lackluster men. Have the wherewithal, the fortitude to stand firm, strong in their convictions to make a decision for our constituency. And when you do have that, historically, we've identified over the past century that if you stand strong as a black man, you could possibly be a target for murder. This is nothing new. Now, our women see that. And quietly, they go off to their various jobs. Women run almost every corporation in this country outside of government. Every private entity. People don't care if you're a woman or man. They care if you're productive from a private standpoint. This is not a DEI hire. People ain't got time for that. Declaration from a government to say that you must hire a black woman. No. In this society, you look in the bank, women run the banks. All. And I'm not just talking about the figurehead of these organizations. I'm talking about the body that execute the administration, the productivity, and the buoyancy that exists in these particular spaces, the longevity that exists in these particular businesses as a result of women. Even within the government sector. Now, an argument could be made about the fact that numerically, there are more women than men in our society. An argument can be made about that. But there is one area that has been carved out by the good old boys that are and men alone. And that is, and has been for the longest time, politics. Now they've allowed some token women to come in over the years. But under the guise that you're due as you're told. Or these women don't want to have me. They don't want me to say that. They don't want me to say that. Yes. And at the very inflection of rebellion and separation from the do as you are told concept, these women fall. Let's argue about it. Fight me. Let's go. Let's argue. This I'm talking about the Bahamian. Women don't seek to get involved in that. Because they realize that this specific space is not for the purposes of the celebration of talent, vision, skill set, and creativity. This is solely for pomp and pageantry and to beat your chest. Our politics has been non-productive for almost 40 years in this country. I won't get so deep with y'all. Oh God, I won't get deep with y'all. Our politics has been non-productive for a generation in this country. And while we continue to celebrate men who are not as bad as another man, or better than this man, or at least he ain't as worse, as horrible as this particular person, we celebrate mediocrity. These mediocre men, and these particular mediocre men that lack conviction and strength to do the thing that is absolutely obvious and that is right for the Bahamian people. And then the question comes up, what are our thoughts about women in politics in this society? It's a very strong question. Now, the survey starts to be able to give you some information. The results show that 61.7% of the females surveyed agreed that politics is perceived as a man's job by society, while 45.4% of the males agreed. 21.4% of males agreed that men make better political leaders versus 4.5% of women who believe this. You hear me? 4.5% of women believe that men make better political leaders. That's a very small percentage. That's not even 5%. However, 61? Yes. 61.7% of these women believe that this is supposed to be a man. And only 4.5% of these people believe that men will be good at it. So if I look at this survey, women are saying this is a man job, but they can't do it. But we can let them do it. As you look at these particular things. And then it goes on to talk about this. It says, when it came to the view that women should have some chance of being elected to political office as men, both sexes strongly agreed. Men said 92% and women says 98% that there should be equality in this particular space. There are a lot of conversations that are happening around productivity in this country. But there's nothing directed towards leadership that says this is what needs to happen. No one. You're content with these conversations. I got to take a break. But you're content with these conversations. You're content with the status quo. You're content with the fact that you're the second generation, the next generation, is absolutely disenchanted with being involved in this country. You're content with that. And this survey shows me why. That's why I gone all the way back to when Negroes were bucked. And they took their humanity from them, their manhood from them. And our women saw that. And the only thing that women are crying for in this country is for survival. But my God, give me death if I can't hold on to purpose. Let's have a real conversation. When we get back, I can get to these lines.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impact, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bahamas, meteor album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring from the USA, Kalante Gavin and Katiri B. And Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. This is, for me, this is a significant conversation, and everybody keep running away from these things. No one cares. Okay, let's fix this. Let's fix this and make it sound proper. Because of the dysfunction that exists in this society, because of the spiritual deprivation and lack of expansion, right? There's no spiritual growth in our society. There's a significant, if you ask me, there's a stagnation or maybe even regression as it relates to our spirituality and understanding these things. That's one element. Because there has been a mental battle, warfare against our minds, our attitudes towards how things happen, even the way that we perceive our society and our communities. I'm talking about the ingrained conditioning that has not necessarily only been planted by our Bahamian authorities or those particular persons in authoritative positions throughout our country, but also we've picked up these seeds that have been planted in the United States of America strategically. Strategically, these are by design. These are strategic. These particular things, Jesus, I should have bring my book today. These are strategic things that happen by design. And particular things that are happening in the United States of America, the Western world. Our children, every generation is exposed to this nuclear waste that has really altered the DNA of who we are as a society. The indifference that we have is not because we exist with this. This is what we've been birthed with and have really developed and matured over the years. We've catered to this distance that exists between us. We've sought after it. I couldn't warn my family when I was young. Not because I didn't love them, not because I didn't enjoy them, not because I had a horrible childhood. It's because the idea of independence that was being sold to me by the United States of America, by the Western world, was something that I craved. I crave that. I crave this idea of being able to own my own space. I crave being able to live this life where Sex and the City existed. You remember this? It's kind of a do I live with someone? Do I live by myself? Can I pay this? Before I buy one block ever, I give this man almost $3,000 to live in his place. I crave this. Listen, I come from a space where I had my own land in Edmarock. And I was making money. And nothing in my mind tell me build a house. Nothing. Nothing. Instant gratification took over. My desire, this microwave generation, slipped in. The music booming on a day-to-day basis only said to me, but you're smart. You could do this yourself. You don't need nobody. And no one stepped in. No one. Not my grandmother. Not my grandfather. No one stepped in and said, hey, listen, let's do this thing together. No one. And so you're on your own. This is what we've learned and what we've reared, developed, matured in the Bahamian society. It makes no sense that your child makes $50 a week. You tell them, get out your house. If they want independence, they can't listen to you. They get out their house and they find they're hurting themselves. They pay $800 a month rent. But this is the society that we live in. Now, after all this conditioning, all these things that you've already picked up from America, casually, just like tissue on the back of your shoes, you didn't even know it was there, but you're carrying this with you. Now, everybody looking at you like you're an idiot, and you don't know what they're looking at. But this is what you're carrying with you. The foolishness that you've picked up from these particular spaces that's been designed for their society. But, you know, we consume that too. And you find yourself in this position, and now we're even separate from what should happen in our countries. This is not a question that should be asked. It's not about male and female. It's about independence. That's the question that should be asked. Everything, every survey that you care, if you care about this country, should be geared towards the independent mindset, void of any political influence, void of any fraternal influence, void of any of these particular things, an independent mindset with capability to be able to pull a community together is the surveys that should be going forward. Yeah, yeah. That's what you should ask. And then, and only then, I believe we will see more women get involved if the bureaucracy and the political malarkey falls aside. This political season needs to have more depth and insight. I feel like we're asking all the wrong questions. I just explained to you every functioning organization that has tenure in this country, that has legacy, that has sustainability, that has a sense of consistency, that has been able to grow from glory to glory in their particular capacity, both locally and an international standpoint, right here on this rock, is being administered by women in this society. Right now. So we know that you're capable. We know that you're insightful. We know that you are passionate. We know that you have a heart. We know that you're empathetic in a great deal of spaces. That estrogen energy is significant in a great deal of things. That's why you need a good balance. That's why you need a good balance. However, you look at the one thing that could be able to transform rules, regulations, and laws in this country, and you figure, leave that alone. For these idiot men to find themselves in this position that they believe that they are making a difference. A great deal of these men don't have no idea what the hell they're doing. And I feel like a prerequisite, and I can get in your business, a prerequisite for politics should be you married. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What Darren Miller say? I need to see your, show me a picture. I need to see you. Your wife, your children. I feel like that should be a prerequisite. Because if we want to go travel all the way back and look through the annals of time and history, a great deal of men who've succeeded and really transformed industries, concepts, ideas, that has become just conversation between them and their wife, their spouse. That says, have you considered this? Have you done this? Have you done that? That Hillary Clinton wasn't president already. Bill was too busy with Monica and whoever else they didn't tell us about. He was chasing what Grammy said, gown tail. And Hillary, strategically in these particular positions, understood exactly what was happening and provided insight, advice to be able to move in a certain manner. We need our women. We need our women, and we need transparency in these spaces. When we get back, let's talk about it a little bit more. Let me take this quick break, guys, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here. Live and in full effect, being able to do all that we're doing, jamming the way that we are, and being able to talk about where we are as a nation. Now, I am of the position and the opinion that I think this is fodder. I appreciate you, Doc. I appreciate you, Doc. Let me read your name. And from the University of the Bahamas, I appreciate these particular things. I want to be able to be decent as I do this. I don't want you to be able to think that I am seeking to cause mischief. In these kind of spaces, William Fielding, by researcher William Fielding in the University of the Bahamas at the request of the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. I know that this is a good space to be able to have a good conversation about these things, but I believe that this is fodder. Just another thing that we throw into the public space to have a conversation about that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. To relentlessly being able to, you're seeking to, and I'm not talking about William Fielding in his particular capacity. I'm talking about the concept and idea that has to do with the principles of our cultural discourse when it comes to media. Culturally, our media seeks to pit one against the other. For you to be able to find yourself in the position that you choose a side. That's a cultural position that our media puts you in. Whether the stories that are structured in this particular manner that provide you with the information. And all, obviously, yeah, you can have an opinion, but your opinion is always based upon what side you're on. Now, these things could easily be structured to identify some of the ills that are happening. And if we collectively find ourselves in a position, we could move towards national growth and development. But these stories are designed, these concepts and ideas are just twigs for the fire. That's all this is. All this is just wood to be able to chuck in the fire, to keep this kind of a insatiable desire for indifference burning. That's all you're doing. That's all this is. That's what it is. It's an insatiable desire for indifference. I don't like dark people. I don't like fat people. I don't like this. I don't. There is a segregation. So if you can't find it pronounced between whites and blacks, you find it in other areas. I don't like broke people. I don't like people who go to government school. I never like private school people. All them people who think they work to the bank, they think they better. So because that's been conditioned and baked into you, into your social discourse on a day-to-day basis, and that's what this is again. This perception of issues against women and political leadership survey. I'm not a woman, and I have no desire to be in political leadership if it has to do with the FNM and the PLP. That's a bigger conversation to have for me. But people can't get over their alliance and their allegiance. You're an FNM because your family was FNM. But you've never deduced and understand what the organization is about. You're a PLP because your family is PLP, but you've never really been able to deduce and identify the strengths of the organization that can be able to support in certain areas. You are merely a PLP for the purposes of PLP's sake. You've never gone in. You never participate. You don't know how their headquarters look on Farringdon Road. You don't know none of these things. Nothing. All you do is vote PLP. That's it. And that's almost a knee-jerk reaction because of where you come from. These conversations that we're having that pits men against women, that pits good against bad and all these things are indifferent to me as an individual. And it doesn't do the nation well by being able to identify, why the hell would a woman who is structured, who understands these things, who wants to pour her essence, her life into these particular concepts and ideas, why would she get involved in darkness? Now, I don't care to identify the women who've been involved in politics over the years, but a great deal of them had to diminish their impassioned posture and position for political contribution purposes. They had to. Deal of them that we even found in this kind of a position where they're in the cabinet of the Bahamas. Talk to me. And we realize that they are a pretty face in this particular space, but they ain't got nothing to offer. What we call them? Token. For the purposes of being able to appease this very conversation, whether or not women should be in leadership, leaders, political men, strategically identify women and just put them in good proximity. Now, not all, let's just be decent, not all, but we know them. We know the women's who are token. We know them. You ain't never had nothing to say. You fumbled through every one of your interviews. Even when you were standing up, you didn't know what in the hell you was talking about. You are merely a token. You're token. So your political party, brownie points that they could simply because you are a woman in this space. Not that you have anything to offer. And as soon as you open your mouth with value, as soon as you open your mouth with the potential of being able to move in a specific direction that has to do with nation building, you are excommunicado. Hello? You want me to start calling names? You are excommunicado. But if you find yourself in this position where you were convicted at one point, you want to stand for something, then you look back at your bills and you say, my God, I got to pay my bills. And you go back to your political organization and say, whatever you have me to do, I will do. Now you find yourself in this position and God is not pleased with you. God is not pleased with you. It would have been best that you was never even born. Than to sit in these positions and have the power, the proximity to be able to change things for this country, for these people. It was best that you're never even born. If you're merely sitting there to pick up a check and to get something for yourself, it'd have been best that you put a millstone around your neck and let's be decent. But that's what these men and women are doing in our politics. There's no creativity. These men and women that sit in these various capacities, they have themselves affixed on one particular project or one concept when they get into government, and they do no work to understand how things to be done. Okay, Howard, give us an example. Okay, I'll give you an example. As a member of parliament, if, hypothetically, I was the member of parliament, and I only can tell you about my constituency, Howard Grant, I only can tell you about 8 Mile Rock. I'm from 8 Mile Rock. I lived there my whole life. I've lived in Nassau for the past 14 years of my life. I've lived in 8 Mile Rock all the years prior to that. My God. I only know this place. I grew up in this place. I love this place. I love the way the place smells. This is my home. I love 8 Mile Rock. Now, I'll give an example. And the example is, if, hypothetically, I were the member of parliament in 8 Mile Rock, the first thing I would do is provide statistical data and information by being able to do my own personal census in the constituency. I need to know how much people live in the constituency, men, women, children. I need to know the operational function of these various schools in my district, how they work. I need to know the grades, right? I need to know the main mode median, the average grades that exist in these particular spaces. I need to know why certain areas are falling down. I need to know whether or not we could be able to get those things technologically on a space that I could see the production or the productivity of each one of my schools. There's only a couple of schools in the district, in my district. I need to be able to see those things. I also need to know how much crown land in my constituency. I need to know that. I need to know how much poles in my constituency, how much lights in my constituency. I need to know these things. I need to take an inventory of everything that is available to me in my constituency from a governmental standpoint. And then I also need to know what is available as it relates to day-to-day functioning of my constituents. I need to know those things. I need to know them. I need to identify a SWOT analysis of my constituency. What are the strengths of this constituency? What are the weaknesses of this constituency? What are the opportunities? What are the threats of this constituency? Of course, we can go to hurricane. I need to identify how much people could fit in this particular thing. Where can we put a hurricane shelter in this area? How much is it going to cost me to do this? How much industries within my constituency? This is only Howard Grant. I promise you I would do this. How much industry is in my constituency? How much, you got Barco in there, PharmaChem, you got this, you got that, you got all these particular things. How much hotels in the area? How much this, how much that, all this. I would do all of this and compile that information. So when you ask me anything about 8 Mile Rock, statistically, I have an answer for you. These people don't know nothing about their constituencies, and honest to God, you keep voting them in. The problem being the politician, the problem is you. You keep voting these people in. These people don't know nothing about their constituency. They ain't never in their constituency. The stories that I hear about them and their capacity as members of parliament, whether male or female, has to do with philanthropy. Huh? The philanthropic approach of being able to dive deeper into carnality. I just want to be decent as I say these things. It ain't got nothing to do with your constituency. Nothing. Nothing. I need to know how to get jobs back here. I need to know the skill set that exists in my constituency. How much people is construction workers? How much people this? How much people that? I need to know. There's only a handful of people. If 7,000 people are registered to vote, let's call it 3 times more. As it relates to population, let's call it 20,000 people in this particular constituency. That's not. And you don't know nothing about these people. But you come in and stand on the great people of this particular constituency. You don't need to stop it, man. I don't know why I keep voting for these people. I'm tired of it. But you won't put me in a position where I try to identify yet again and segregate men from women, black men from black women in our society again. And ask me whether or not I believe that women could do better than these men. That's the position you will put me in. I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of action. Let me take this telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Good. You're campaigning.
I'm not campaigning, man.
But listen to me. That is why I remember my thing was always, I think the member of parliament should be living or at least descended from the constituency in which they choose to represent. Mm-hmm. That is one of the reasons now that I support the person that I support, because she lives in the constituency. So she has a good, clear idea. She has a positive constituency to get out to go to work and to get back in to get home. So she has an idea of what's happening in the constituency, right?
You're talking about Patricia DeVoe.
Yes, sir. But what I want you to do, bear with me a minute.
Because I know you ain't talking to me about Donna Lee.
Hello?
Yeah, I know you ain't talking to me about Donna Lee.
No, listen, I was in a conversation over the weekend.
Let me hear it.
And somebody said, what would happen if the FNM were to put Don Lee Penn in Bamboo Town? Right? What I would do. I said, Don Lee Penn to me, she has proven that she is a people's person and that she is a woman of her word. But I will have the vote for Patricia DeVoe. Patricia DeVoe.
Because that's the right PLP thing to do.
Patricia DeVoe and Miss Penn is on balance with me. But all of the, see, Miss Patricia DeVoe, they're not the edge at all being a PLP. Right? Mm-hmm. I can't say there's no one better, no one in that deal. Now, when it would become a problem with me, if the two of them were vying for the Bamboo Town constituency and both of them were on the PLP ticket, and I had to decide.
Why do you come up with all these hypotheticals?
Listen, I will have the decider of them two who would I would support as the candidate. Then that's when that becomes a problem to me.
How do you deduce between two women who you can choose?
Yeah.
The one who did something for you or the one who has been steadfast in doing something for the constituency?
No, what I'm trying to say, Brother Grant, if both of them were wiring the first time and I had to pick between them two on what I've known about Ms. Penn so far and what I've known about Mr. Wu now and in the past, it'd be a little difficult for me to decide as a candidate.
You have to choose based upon their fruits. Which ones show you rich, consistent fruits every season?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Both of them are being honest and truthful with me.
Okay.
It ain't like one sidetrack. So that is what makes it difficult. If both of them were on the same, okay, let's say both of them were with the PLP and they were running for chairman, I wouldn't vote.
That ain't helping nothing.
No, but me personally, I ain't telling nobody don't vote.
Understand what I'm saying to you.
Because it'll be kind of tight for me.
Okay.
As a human being and as a real person. See, I can be real.
No, well, your reality is, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I really do. Thank you so very kindly for that. But your reality is wrapped up in a fallacy. Your reality is, yet again, you seek to avoid confrontation. You seek to avoid hard decisions. That's not leadership. Leaders dive into these things. You got to make a decision, baby. Bola, you got to decide. You got to decide. That's just simple. Now, the mechanism and how you make this decision, that's on you. But you got to decide. And too many people in this country are indifferent with participation and they seek to be able to sit back and allow it to happen on its own and believe that you can be a political organization when the country is settled down again, when everything get back to a good position again, I can vote again. But right now, I don't want nothing to do with voting. My God, Jesus, you see them people has been doing that. All everybody want to do is thief, it's corruption all over the place. I don't want nothing to do with voting, Howard. This is the kind of conversation they have. These are people who come up to me and they won't talk now. Child Howard, I ain't want nothing to do with Wharton. My God, all these people around here just want teeth, 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 teeth. I remember a time the Bahamas was such a good place like that. My God, my party. Hey, God, this is the conversation I'd be having with people. So I say, who are you voting for? Child, I think I can sit this one out. What the hell are we talking about then? What are we talking about? You sit this one out? You got to decide. You're deciding between the worst of two evils, the best of two evils. All right. Let's just be very clear. Don't choose the evil. There are independents, there are individuals, and you put a demand on them to be able to provide transparency and information to make a determination as to whether or not you want to choose them. Why is it so hard to choose an independent? God, Jolly, oh God, when I roll out my independent campaign, I honest to God, your mouth can drop. Because your member of parliament just as broke as me. In fact, I guarantee you I got more money than your member of parliament. And I broke. These people don't come up out of their pocket for nothing. They go into every millionaire in this society begging them for money. They don't come up out of their pocket for nothing. They go pick up $10,000 here, $5,000 here, $450 here, something there. They find out a couple dollars they put on a t-shirt. These members, your members of parliament don't have no money. They don't come up out of their money for their wife and their children. They come put in your constituency. Why are you making a determination as to whether or not a man is a millionaire? They can give you none of that. That's none of that for you. In fact, the only thing that's going to happen is that going to grow. And your constituency can stay stagnant. Nothing going to happen in there. They don't pay for nothing. The government of the Bahamas has paid for a constituency allowance. The government of the Bahamas has given them $150,000 a year. What in the world? You're making a determination as to whether what in the personal pocket of a man and not what in his heart and his head in terms of a determination to be able to move forward. What's the difficulty with that? The F&M don't give these people no money? Man, listen to me. Y'all ain't gonna hear me. Y'all don't want to hear me today. The PLP didn't give, the PLP identify their strategic candidates that they need to be able to go in, and they support them. And then they give everybody else a couple dollars just to make it look good. The F&M does the exact same thing. They do not have the financial wherewithal to be able to ensure that they give every one of their candidates $100,000. They don't have that. They don't have that. They look at you and they figure you ain't going to win no how. You think I'm going to waste $100,000 on you? How much money? Man, listen, man, I need some money, man, again against Brave. But you ain't going to win against Brave. Yeah, take this $1,500 and do well, eh? There's only enough for ticket. Well, then go make one trip and come back. You got nothing else. Take these free F&M t-shirts and do your thing. I don't understand why you ought to be having these fictitious conversations in your brains to believe that a man's pocket is going to be able to transform a constituency. No one's spending their personal money, what they've gone to school for, what they learned for, what they dive into entrepreneurialism, they beg Jesus Christ for, to come and spend in the constituency. They don't have it. So the best thing you could do is identify a talent, a skill, a passion, a heart in these individual candidates before you choose them. And that's man or woman. These questions about being able to put women in these positions, they don't make a difference to me. Let me take one more telephone call before break. Caller, go ahead.
I was glad you're on a tirade.
What's happening with you?
I'm good. You know, you and I have been spoken about this. I was just reading the book of Exodus, right? Mm-hmm. Chapter 17 and 18. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in chapter 17, Moses, when they were having the battle, his arms became so tired that every time his arms lowered, Israel began to lose the war. But whenever his arms was raised, mm-hmm. they were winning that war. Mm-hmm. And so they had to put two pillar stones under one hands up until sunset so that they could win this battle. Mm-hmm. And it happens in chapter 18 that Moses, by way of consultation, was told to just find a few good men to help you in administrating and leading the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so I said all of that to say this. The Bahamas has a system in place. We know the system in place. Mm-hmm. The member of parliament is not sufficient to legislate and govern and take care of the needs of constituents around the clock. We know that. The minute the sun set, we start to lose the war every night in this country with violence, gang involvement, domestic issues, etc.
Prostitution. And so, go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening. So the purpose of local government, I've used the word local government, if we were to financially empower local government to where the member parliament only becomes a rubber stamp, he becomes the federal government, while we have a local state government in place as local government with monies given for and available to improve infrastructure, to improve lives within the community, to take care of situations. All this conversation we're having that seems to be insolvable, all this conversation we have in terms of being problematic, many of these issues would go away overnight. People wouldn't be running into the member to be a member of parliament based on salary, because there ain't going to be no friggin' money for parliament. But you go into local government where you can make things actually happen. That is true service. That is true brotherhood. That is true sisterhood. It goes back to service. But as long as we put all of the cookies for the cookie jar in the hands of these people, the people who are local will never get anything at all.
Mm-hmm. I like your telephone call, my brother. Garth, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Take care.
All right. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onion, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We in Neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. 323-623-2325-431-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up with a text, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon. What's happening?
All is well, man. Howard, I glad to know that I live long enough to see that the Bahamian people, and you know, because I hear you and God talking about PLP and F and them, right, back and forth, right? That was the culture of the Bahamas. But I glad I live long enough to see that Bahamians are moving away from that Stockton and Wally boys type of attitude when it relates to our House of Assembly. In the past, like, only the Wally and the Stockton supposed to win, or only the PLP and the FLM supposed to win, right? But the people who they represent never win, but they do, right? So I'm glad and proud to see that the Bahamian people are moving away from that can no longer stand in the Bahamas. PLP and FLM, Howard Grant, can no longer stand in the Commonwealth of in the Bahamas because of their legacy that they left, and how legacy will not allow them to stand because these two parties, all they did for the Bahamian people, right, was throw them some crumbs, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anything that is beneficial to the Bahamian people, they crush. Anything what they see, this can benefit the Bahamian people, it never happens. So if Bahamians can't see nothing other than their colors, then we gonna need to learn to speak a next language coming soon in this country.
Thank you.
We can afford to play games and pretend that what we seeing, we ain't seeing. But if the PLP and the FNM win this next general election, Bahamians, y'all get ready to pick up the really. It can be too late, but y'all get ready to fight then. But it can be too late. We need to fight now for this country because the country we are losing. And Mr. Howard Grant, young man like y'all, man like you, you need to hurry up, come on this radio station and go on the ground, man, because, you know, we need the Joshua generation for this the Bahamas forward, man. We don't need these old Moses people with still spinning around right? And they finally yet what they need to do, and right? And they didn't pass the edge in some instances of knowing what to do, but we still following behind these people as if they know what to do. We need to get rid of these people, Mandy. It's time for the young people who have the vision, the young men and women who have the vision for this country. It's time for them, man.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so very kindly. I don't consider myself a young man, but to be honest with you, I think about an institute. I think about an empowerment institute that I'd like to be able to kick off, right, and have lectures, right, and have conversations and have workshops and bring people from various parts of the Caribbean down to do a level of empowerment. Now, if 100 people in there, I don't expect to capture the whole 100. But oh my God, if I could get 35%, if I could get 30, if I could get 25, that really wants to be able to change some things, I think we're doing some stuff. So the Empowerment Institute for young people, to make them aware of what's happening from a local standpoint, give them a history of why these particular things happen, give them an empowerment lesson, you know, unapologetic about the fact that it's going to have a conversation to do with segregation. It's going to have a conversation where there was a level of condescension in our society. It's going to have these kind of a conversations to say that strategically this is where we were as a result of these particular things. And then we're going to talk about the importance for equality, the importance of equity, the importance of transparency, the importance of accountability, the importance of these particular elements. That's what I want to do about my Empowerment Institute. These kind of a casual conversations to figure out who can get Bitcoin and all these things to make money and all these things like that. You got money and you're still stupid. You got money and the only thing you want to do with your money is go buy a golden green card from America, right? So you don't have to go to the lottery no more. Go right there, spend $500,000. You got your money now. $500,000 to be a part of American society. But no one telling you in 100 years, in 50 years, the America that we see today will be no longer. No one telling you this. No one telling you this. The superpowers of the world that that put in their powers together, America will not be the same over the next 15, 20 years from now. They will not be the same. They will not. But no one telling you this. The only thing you know is about the great America. There's these stories that you hear, right? The stories that you hear. That's all you know about. But you're not even, no one could even give you the local forecast of what the expectation will be from a global standpoint, economically, to say this is where we should move to. There needs to be empowerment. It can't be casual with this idea of just putting young people in a position. That don't make no sense. They themselves, they become token. They got to come back to you every second to ask you, boss, I just put it on the shelf now. What else you want me to do? Okay, you want me to close the fridge now? Okay, boss, I close the fridge now. What else you want me to do? No, I didn't cut off the light. Did I cut off the light too? Man, you might as well do the job. If you got to sit in this position and wait to hear from this fella coming back to you 98 times today to ask you what to do in his job and you paying him, so you're going to need that check. You're wasting your time. But if we empower them to understand their position, if we explain to them, use your passion strategically. Don't just let it run wild. Identify these particular causes and pour into them. Then we could be able to see productivity in our society. Let's take a next call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, baby. What's up with you?
I'm okay. I totally agree with the last caller. I think you would make an extremely well politician.
But I don't know if I got to come off the radio right now to do that.
I mean, now is better time than now, Howard.
But I could go independent and still do my thing.
Yeah, you can. I agree with that also.
Okay, please go.
And that's my purpose for calling.
Okay, good.
Let's use what I saw on the weekend for an example, right? Some inspiring politician, persons who looking for a comeback, right? What I'm calling to say, if you've been there almost five years, I don't think they make it quite 5 years, right? And you didn't make an impact, right? You didn't leave a legacy. Why Bahamian people should even consider giving you another comeback? You think that's fair, Howard?
No, I don't think it's fair. I don't even think it makes sense.
Pardon me?
I say I don't think it's fair. I don't think it makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why when we sit back and we look at politics be seen.
But you don't have nobody in the constituency to say that. You don't have nobody in the constituency to say, listen to me, Bala, when you was here, you ain't never do nothing the first time.
The constituency don't have a say. You know who's have a say? You know who the people is who's make the decision, right? And that has nothing to do with the people in the community or the constituency who are voting for you. And that's why they don't vote for you. But if you go to them and you ask them, they right then will say, you know what, we don't desire to have this person. But we do you have a say?
Can I say this?
Over the weekend, I saw some person poking their head out. You know what I mean, Howard?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't deserve to come back. Especially females. When you're a woman and you take on a role as a leadership in whatever organization, you have to leave a legacy. You have to say, you know what? That was done under my leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to see something that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm the head Howard of my community association and has been so for a little while, right? We had persons ahead of me. And when I take on that role, that organization got licensed. I was able to license that.
I just was about to say this to you.
Say I did that. Pardon me?
I was just about to say this to you. I believe that constituencies should be fixed.
Uh-huh.
I believe that constituencies should be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And within that constituency, I believe that there should be an incorporation, an entity, an organization
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
represents the entire constituency, a board of men and women. I ain't talking about no local government. I'm talking about an independent board of men and women who have come together to be able to deal with these things. And then incorporate it.
And we're far from that.
Incorporate it, identify mm-hmm. a president, a treasurer, mm-hmm. all these particular mm-hmm. things. And when these people come here joking, say, Bala, let's go.
That's what I'm
we
saying.
We needed these things a long time. You never do it. Come from around here.
Exactly. But they don't do that. It all comes out of the body of the party. Whoever these party, whatever they call themselves, the store council or the committee or whatever, they make the decision on your community, on your constituency. And that is not fair. We need to get to that where you could go to hear the
like
voice
this.
Of the people. Pardon me?
I like this telephone call. I appreciate that.
It'll never happen, Howard. But like I say, get up and run, Howard. Run, Howard. Okay?
I can run. I tell you, I can run. All right. I can run. I can do it independently. But I like how she started to talk about our politics has not been. She says she sees some women this weekend. She's talking about we ain't calling people names. We're decent. We're decent in this space. But politics is not about productivity. It should be. About being able to produce something and productivity. Politics in our society has devolved into personality. It's about personality. And in that personality, the only thing that they desire is to be able to leave a legacy to say that I was there. Not to produce anything, not to do anything when you were there. How I know you ain't gonna do nothing? Because all the time you had leadership positions and opportunities in other spaces, you never do nothing yet. What the hell do you expect to get done when you get to this space? Ain't nothing gonna change with you. If you was lousy on Tuesday, when the sun set, you don't transform and become to somebody else. You're in Rapunzel. Huh? Or Rumpelstiltskin. When the sun rise, the lousiness still on your shoulder. You got to deal with that. Quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Craving pizza? Marco's Pizza has you covered. For a limited time, get our delicious large one-topping pizza for just $10.
Carry out only.
That's right, just $10. It's with your favorite topping. Perfect for any time. Hurry into your nearest Marco's Pizza. This deal is available at participating locations only. Don't miss out on the flavor you love for a price you'll adore. Marco's Pizza, always magnifico.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Let's go back to the telephone line. The lines are open. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Right here, man. You know, Howard, you said something earlier. But listen, about giving them $1,500 and making one trip, right? But, you know, if Perry Christie thought the same way in 2017, you know, he thought he had chalk in front of him. He thought that, man, listen, I didn't even have the campaign. You uncircumcised Philistine, you come before me with spears and swords, but I come, hey, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And David defeated Goliath, my brother. So everything has an end. Brave Davis may think he have a prize.
I'm not talking about a spiritual implementation of anything.
I'm not talking spiritual either. But
No. I'm telling you, by the physical traditions that exist in these organizations, the FNM will not. It doesn't make sense to spend $150,000, $200,000 as an organization to go against someone who has been prolific as a member of parliament
in
their capacity.
If they thought like that in 2017...
Can't give Reese no money? Hold on, calm down. Calm down. Huh? Reese's victory wasn't as a result of the finances which was funneled to him by the FNM.
So, but no, but I'm telling you, when the people are tired of you, they were tired of Perry Christie.
Yeah, but so if you hit a lick,
when the people are tired of you, they don't care whether you're leader or whatever, they won't get rid of you, okay? And this government, if they are becoming very unpopular. They are becoming, the people are becoming very disenchanted with this particular.
Well, I know some relationships, and I appreciate your call. I got to go to a quick telephone call. I know some relationships that, you know, wives and husbands become very unpopular amongst each other. My God, let's be decent. Next telephone call, go ahead. Next call, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
What's up? What's up, Sierra?
If you allow me, okay?
What's up?
You know, Howard, I hear these people talk about the Joshua generation. Do you know how old Joshua was when he was chosen to spy out the land? He was 43. Do you know how old he was, depending on which records that you believe, when he became leader to carry them into the land, across over Jordan?
Well, he was
depending between 82 and 90, depending on which timeline you use. Mm. So this concept that these individuals run on about this Joshua generation, most of them can't explain to you is, one was where people had to see to believe, and the other was where they walk by faith with Joshua. Because it simply says that they spent 40 years in the wilderness because the statement was that this generation of people will not see the promised land. And eventually, these individuals and the historical events said that people in their 80s, 90s, whatever, all those people crossed over. So they were not talking about age. It said the generation of thought that did not know God, that knew idolatry and all these other different things. So until you came back into faith and alignment with God, that's when they crossed over. So do these people, individuals who scream in Joshua's generation, please stop. Because if you actually use the statistics, 75% of all wealth in the world is made after a person reaches the age of 54. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so please be contextual in the arguments that they attempt to make or the message. My second message is that you speak about this datafication of the constituencies of the countries. And so the question then has to be, is if that is to happen, you know, because the information from the constituency itself could only be so much limited. You talk about digitization, digitalization, datafication and digital transformation of the human economy, where they realize they are in the 21st century and achieve that. And the easiest thing to wait as we move into this new dispensation of the new global world order that's being established, which is all about technology. I think you talk about the corporatocracy, and I add the word to that, techno-corporatocracy, mm-hmm. that is happening in the world today. And so the question is, on what political team, what is the assessment of any political team seeking to leave the country individually or collectively that has the individuals that competently understand and explain and execute those things beyond the Google effect of being able to simply repeat different things? And so that, I think, if you want to need to embrace the 21st century, is to look at the political teams in the arena. There's a lot of declaration about what the qualifications people may have, but is the qualification for leadership relevant inside the 21st century? And that
But the question that I have to ask you is, the leadership strong enough to dilute the minds that exist within the body of the organization that pre-existed their stepping into this position as leader?
It is, because if you understand
you would like it to be
structured to work in our already, and we can't make the argument that the prime minister has almost the ultimate power to mandate and dictate. And then when it becomes time to say that he has the individuals around him that understand and recognize him, just like Donald Trump does, just like Elon Musk when he was standing in Tesla a couple of weeks ago, I told you, he stood in Tesla and said, I didn't know it took this many parts to make a Tesla. And so it simply says that if you have the right people advising you and you have the ability to, or the desire or the vision to move in that direction, it will be achieved. And so the question you want to ask is...
No, but let's get to the base of this, right? And I got to take this last telephone call, but let's get to the base of this. The question is, and let me give you a hypothetical nothing. Does Michael Pintard's vision supersede the strength of the tradition and the Free National Movement if he seeks to be able to move the party in a particular direction? Can he move the stubborn neck concept and nature of an organization in a different direction, or... will he now be a casualty of political war come 2026?
No, I would tell you this. If I didn't believe that he was capable of doing it,
he's
I would
not
put
him
all
one,
in.
Hold on. He's one man.
That's what I'm saying to you. We all was led by one man. We have been, and that's what I'm simply saying is that an individual has to possess the ability to see beyond the circle that he is in. And I think Michael
But even as the one man, I see this much fighting in the FNM when Papa was there.
No, because individuals can make an argument from a particular perspective, but then you know what lies as an absolute? The truth.
And the truth is that the fruits of the FNM are
But Papa would tell you, and Mr. Lang has told you this, that they don't not believe in your mind that what is happening now didn't happen then or didn't happen before then.
Of course it always happened. And because I was intimately involved in the organization, I got to let you go. Thank you. I got to take this last telephone call. I was intimately involved in the organization. My mother was intimately involved in the organization. But those conversations never stepped over the threshold into a national position. They never did. Ships that we've seen in the organization, we've seen infighting gone to bed. We've seen that. It always existed. And as soon as Papa show up, everybody die down, quiet down. There's a resolution. Somebody else second that resolution. That thing is overdone. Bam! That hasn't happened. And so this convincing that you're trying to do, because I'm saying on one end, forget the FNM, forget the PLP, identify the qualities of the individual in these particular constituencies, make a determination, because all of them broke the same way. Ain't nobody coming out of their pocket the same way. So at least you as a part of the electorate, as a voter, can be able to identify the strength of these people and choose the better man or woman in these particular constituencies. You are saying, look at the organization. Look at the vision of the organization and make a determination. But we didn't look at the organization. And when you see nothing changing, and so now we get to make a decision. Can't wait. Last telephone call. Carl, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
Right there, listening to the show, you know, hypothetically speaking, I have a food store to a corner. And I see people look like they want to go from through this corner to shop somewhere else. And so what I do is I build another food store through the corner and make it seem like that food store is giving me competition.
But all two belong to you.
But all two belongs to me. And so I think Finland was a very smart man when he broke the PLP in half.
I don't think Finland did
that. He just keep going F&M and PLP, but it's still PLP. Yeah, that's one of the smart. I talk about monopolization, and they monopolize. They monopolize politics to the point that wherever you go, you can go to the, you can be the same place. There's an old story that the old folks used to say, you can't bite the donkey tail twice and get a different taste. We've been biting PLP and FNM tail and our taste all the days of your life.
Did this say
that some independent people need to come? And people need to have their sense and go to these independent people, because FNM or PLP, in the different names, you still get Finland.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. I got to let you go. It's 2 o'clock. You said a mouthful. You can't bite the donkey tail twice and get a different taste. Is this an Inagua thing? Or Meguana thing? I mean, where you get this concept and idea of biting donkey tail? We don't eat that. I see Inagua people tell me some stories. I can't. Praise God. I'm not going to fight you. I heard the stories. But I'm not going to fight you. I like your analogy. Good conversation today, guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow. God spare our life right here on The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.